it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's just get to it right away. What is your panic meter for J.J. McCarthy?
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I did give you 7 seconds warning.
Whoop.
Let's go. What is it?
Whoop.
What is your panic meter? Zero. All is good. I am not concerned at all. Namaste. In fact, I and my entire family and all my friends are painting our faces black just like JJ. It's a lot. Maybe that was the issue. He couldn't see last night.
That might be the issue.
You know, he's so tired with the newborn, the eye black, which he takes to the max level, it was over his eyes. Maybe we should blame the kid.
Why not?
Kid was just born.
Way to go, Rome.
Yeah,
Rome.
Rome
this week, took him out of practice.
Rome, Micah. I mean, Rome, Bears wide receiver, Micah, the new stud defense lineman. Maybe he's a traitor.
Could be.
Maybe he is a traitor. So,
the kid or JJ himself, Mr.
All
Illinois?
Of them. All of them. Don't know about the gal. You know, who knows? Zero, it's namaste. We're fine. It's 2 games in 10. What in the hell did we do? Why did we? Where's Sam when we need him?
Winning games with the Seahawks.
Where's Kirk when we need him? Oh, that's right. He's right there.
Yeah, over these. It is in the stadium.
Where is Francis Tarkington when we need him?
Mm.
0 to 10. Let's go, boys and girls. 651-461-9226. What is your number? What is your panic meter number for J.J. McCarthy, who right now, I believe, 1 for 8 is 12.5%. He has played 12.5%. Good to very good to great quarters. And the rest, the 87.5%, how about the word dreadful? Because it has not been pretty for Johnny Mack. We said we had too many JJs, so we got to come on the... I mean, if you're Johnny Mack... For the tens, they're not happy. Dave Harrigan, noted sports observer, who acts detached, but he's not really detached.
No, I'm locked in.
You are locked in. What is your panic number on the Vikings' future, present quarterback, Johnny Mack, J.J. McCarthy.
2.7.
Okay. Add a little context to your 2.7.
First of all, is it fair to say that it's likely the two best quarterbacks in the building last night were both not playing in the game? Kirk and Carson?
No. They're both done.
They might be better than the starters.
What's happened to you? They're both they both barely have played.
I'm not saying they're great.
You're a Mr. Instant Gratification guy.
I'm saying
I thought that was Carter.
Johnny Mack and Michael Penix. I got some work to do. That's all I'm saying.
That's fair.
I'm saying they got some work to do.
Everybody's not ASU's own Jaden Daniels.
Calm down.
Okay.
Calm down.
So he won the Heisman at LSU after he ran from ASU. That's a minor detail.
Very minor.
Get that. ASU's Jaden Daniels, one of the best rookie quarterbacks ever, right with Marino.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do the old rant?
What's Jaden's record this year?
Well, they just lost the other day. Are they 0-2?
I think they're 1-1.
They're 1-1. They beat the Giants.
Yes.
Opening game.
All right,
right.
Same as our guy.
Okay.
Same as Penix.
Here's my take. Okay.
This week was the most predictable clunker for a not rookie, but basically
it's
rookie.
A trap game already?
Ever. No, you're talking about early on. You've got a pretty good defense you're going up against. Bright lights for the second year. Better than KOC thought. Bright lights
KOC,
of prime time for the
night.
Second week in a row. Short week. The kids having a kid during the middle of the week.
Yep.
You know, I'm not going to give him a pass on this one, but it was kind of a predictable clunker for him. Now, you can say 7 bad quarters out of 8. Not great.
It's also really accurate, good. Right? I mean,
it's very accurate.
You're not arguing with me.
It's extremely accurate. He might not be any good, but I think it's far too early to tell either way. From what I can tell right now, he seems better than Christian Ponder. He was an easily first start. Okay. This guy ain't got it. We haven't figured that out yet. With
the
JJ.
Bar we talk about, what kind of high jumper do you think you would have been?
I can get up there.
You know, contort your body, you know, all that.
High jump? Maybe pole vault? I get the pole vault. Bendable pole.
No, I'm going the high jump here because the pole vault, you're going back like this. The high jump, you know, you pivot, you contort the back, you kick up the legs.
You got to do the thing where you got to time the jump just right. You're
better than Ponder.
Hey, Ponder was a playoff quarterback.
High jumping.
Okay? Playoff quarterback.
1 foot.
I'm just saying the last heralded young quarterback we had in this franchise.
Not the Pastrnak?
The last heralded young quarterback we had in this franchise. That this franchise drafted.
Josh Dobbs? Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Not Josh Dobbs. We set our franchise's hopes on that they were going to be the guy for 10, 15 years. Ponder, you could already tell after a game and a half, this guy ain't got it. There's no chance. You can't quite tell yet.
It's a .1. Calm the bleep down. He's a kid quarterback. Did I think he would be this bad?
Nope.
But I can give you the list. Manning was horrible. Aikman was horrible. We all think of Francis. I was reminded of this on Twitter. Because he comes off the bench and he throws the 4 TDs against the Bears, right? You know, the George Halas. And then he was awful the next few games. Now, the problem is this idea of, you know, you're patient with the young quarterback and you wait. How many times did I say in our conversation with Chip, I'm not as worried about how he is in September and October. It's November and December when you're building. The idea is most of this group, the premise was they're ready to go. They are ready to go. But there are other parts of this team which have demonstrated, guess what? They're not ready to go.
That offensive line, that rebuilt offensive line that's now missing half the pieces?
How about the rebuilt defensive line? I mean, I get it with no Darisaw and Kelly, by the way, his 4th concussion.
Yeah.
That is most importantly a problem for Ryan Kelly and also for this team when we're lauding him and Will Fries. But I mean, your left side of your offensive line is Juergens, Jackson, and Walter Rouse. Woof.
Who?
Yeah. Not Boo Boo Rouse. Walter Rouse, that is not pretty. But the defensive line, the interior was intact. And, man, Bijan Robinson. Is Saquon the only back better than him?
Who else is better? I mean, Robinson, I hadn't watched a lot of him.
And
that guy is quick. Holy cow, is he quick.
And are we convinced that Saquon is better than Bijan Robinson? I know he was last year.
Yeah.
but the previous couple years, he is phenomenal. And he made our new defensive line, the interior, look like our old defensive line interior. All right, so I'm a calm down. Again, I'm not saying this would be preposterous if I'm saying, well, this is how I thought he'd play. No, I thought he'd be better. But I also think there are times when the KOC offense, when they're back and they're running such elaborate routes and they need about 47 seconds of protection, KOC, how about the three-step drop and boom, let that chuck that baby.
How about get your QB on the move a little bit?
Correct. If as a man who hosted 3 years of Fan Line and I did not listen to Fan Line last night, I'm assuming we had a lot of calls for the screen pass. Because that's another one. Halftime adjustments, screen pass is a lot of it.
KOC loves the screen pass. Yeah. Let's not push that any more than we have to already.
Yeah. All right, your panic meter for JJ has a lot of texts coming in because I think the panic meter should be even more on, guess what, the offensive and defensive line, including our new center, where he should be worried about his own health with his fourth concussion. We're going to chat plenty related to the murder of Charlie Kirk at the bottom of the hour. Our friend Jimmy Jam Harris in town. He's going to join us 105. That means Overrated is at 130. Chip on the Purple again later. And then the best piece of entertainment you have watched or consumed, because it could be just music. In honor of the Emmys last night, which I started to click over and watch more because it was not a highly entertaining football game last night. Are they still at Metrodome, or do they knock that down?
It's still the Mall of America field at Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome.
Good to know. I want to talk Stretch Lab. I'm going again tonight. Q and I are back. We're trying to stay fit. We're trying to stay healthy, and all of you should also. I might be talking to somebody who's driving their 10-year-old to a dentist appointment or a doctor's appointment. Or you said, my kid, let's skip school today and have fun. It's so nice outside. I might be talking to you, the parent, who's 44, who used to run a little bit more, used to bike a little bit more. Or guess what? You do, and you're in good shape, but you still deal with tightness. Now, you stretch on your own. You should stretch on your own. But the folks at Stretch Lab are trained professionals who can help you out. Start when you go with the 50-minute session. Yes, they have the 25, but start with the 50 so they can give you a full assessment. They'll evaluate you with the technology they have available. They'll evaluate you with the conversation. And then that trained professional, whether it's 25 or 50 minutes, is going to make you feel better, like Q and I will when we go later today. Double-figure locations. We've been going for 6 years. They are popping up all across the country. It's absolutely worth it. StretchLab.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I like the start of this.
You should like the start of it.
Mm-hmm. What do we got?
Well, this is Sounds of Blackness with Optimistic. I guess that could work for JJ for the talker right now, being optimistic. But really, it's for Jimmy Jam. We're going all tunes produced by Jam and Harris today.
Outstanding. Jimmy with us in about 45. All right, the panic meter on J.J. McCarthy, this guy is a 2.7. I'm a 0.1. Now, the comeback is a little bit of what I said. You can be Mr. Everything's okay.
Namaste.
It takes a while. But the rest of the team is kind of saying, we thought we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to read a ton of text here. I appreciate this. But, man, Darisaw, if Are they telling us that he's absolutely playing this game? Because if not, why wasn't he on the injured reserve? Because yeah, you missed four games.
I'm going to wait till he's on the field.
Yeah, you don't really want to look at it when the third offensive lineman is out there? Although the second left tackle, school.
Woo! He got schooled.
Over and over and over again. The center didn't look good, but I don't want this to be spun. Wow, the offensive line was really good when Ryan Kelly was in the game, because it was not. But where was the Allen Hargrove indomitable force last night? The two studs, who at times have been great NFL players, both were certainly impressive against the Bears. And I get it. Sometimes you just go up against a stud. And Bijan Robinson is, he's either the best running back or the second best running back. I mean, you have to tell me if somebody else is in the mix outside of he and Saquon. And then, I said this a lot, that secondary, I still am incredibly skeptical of the secondary. I get it. There aren't just two great cornerbacks who are sitting out at Punch Pizza right now, just hanging out and hoping the Vikings sign them.
Could be. You don't know that.
It could be. But you got Metellus playing a different role. You got the inexperienced cornerbacks.
And let's be real, they haven't faced a quarterback yet.
No.
Caleb was terrible aside from one drive. Penix, meh.
I still like Penix long term. I really do. But was I dazzled last night? I mean, the story of the game was Parker Romo. You doubted him.
Always have doubted him.
Not me.
Shame on me.
Not me. You know me. If there's anything that's been my calling card, it's my belief in Parker Romo.
Any Romo you're on board with.
That's it. Among the techs, how about Flores teaching some basic tackling drills this week? Flores is going downhill this year. Now, the Flores comeback might be, hey, we held him to field goals.
Yeah.
In the red zone. This is going to be a long season, the texter says, for Vikings fans this year. It might be a long first couple months. I'm not willing to say, this is it. We've seen the max of Johnny Mack. For some reason, I'm just going to wait a little bit. Darnold is awesome. And we never should have traded him. Well, they didn't. They let him go bye-bye.
See ya.
Hoping to get that third-round compensatory pick next year. You did say goodbye to a 14-3 quarterback who was in the mix for the, I don't want to say he was on the edge of the MVP conversation a decent amount last year. I also remember his last two games. And they were awful. And there was some combination of him and the offensive line. But if you're juxtaposing right now and you're saying, wait, we're going to go for it in so many other areas, but we're going to say goodbye to a 14-3 quarterback, I get it. But he wasn't coming back here for a one-year deal.
No.
He was going to get big money somewhere. And he ended up getting it in Seattle. And were you literally going to say to McCarthy, guess what? We think you're going to sit two more years. So then when you have to talk about extending this deal, he's just starting to play in his fourth year. Now, I am familiar with Aaron Rodgers.
Jordan Love, too.
I am familiar with Jordan Love. They are the rarity. If it turns out this guy just can't play all year, then they blew it. Right?
And then a lot of people are looking over the shoulder of, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Am I gone now?
Ponder had better numbers through two games than J.J. the bus. We're already calling him a bus.
See?
Okay. I remember the Ponder game at home against Green Bay, right? When he was great. Come on. Christian Ponder seems like a very nice guy, but calmed down. Six, everyone's a tough guy until you're punched in the face. He doesn't back away from the punishment, though, does he?
No.
He doesn't get the slide.
Oof.
Looked like he was on the verge of getting injured a number of plays last night.
When he was wrapped up, pulled backwards on the play he fumbled, and his leg is tucked under him. I thought there's a ligament for sure.
Yep. Six, he went flying a Cessna to 747. Welcome to the NFL, kid. Fire KOC. Sure, go ahead and fire him. Three for J-Mac, still early in the learning curve. However, it's a solid eight with the current offensive line. Not sure if the Bills quarterback, Josh Allen, could work behind it. Relax. Yeah, if that's the offensive line and the offensive line plays that way, they're going to win 6-7 games. Right?
It's not going to be good unless you figure out a way, like I said, as you said, get the ball out quick or move your quarterback around a little bit, because having him just sit back there, not working.
We've had this conversation with KOC because, and he is the quarterback magician, and he's done a lot of good things. But it just seems like there are times when the offensive line is getting just worked when you're like, come on.
Yeah, we don't need another five-step drop.
No.
We don't need another shotgun sit back there and get drilled.
Yeah. Panic seven. The concern should be the defense. Couldn't stop the run at all. J.J. panic meter two. Offensive line 10. Pretty boy J.J. is so bewildered. 9 to match his jersey number. We're mad at him because he's good looking. We need an ugly quarterback.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
Famous.
And change your number, too.
Famous ugly quarterback. 651-461-9226. Okay, let's pause. More of the fallout from the murder of Charlie Kirk. So many ways to go. Let's discuss when we come back on CCO.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to find out more tomorrow about the individual who has been arrested for the murder of Charlie Kirk. Press conference, and a court hearing tomorrow in Utah. So we'll find out more. And there's been a lot of reaction to this. Donald Trump is the most powerful person in his administration, and considering his involvement in almost everything in his administration. I mean, he's basically his own press secretary. He's in charge of his PR. He gets involved with more mundane issues that other presidents would, you know, let their secretaries, department heads deal with. Not Trump. He's used to running a family business that was worth billions, and he seemingly views it this way. And how has the president reacted since the murder of a friend? And I get he's emotional, although I did note that. Was it 2 days after, when he's on the White House lawn and someone asked him, how you holding up since you lost a friend? I said, I'm okay. And then he goes right away to their building the ballroom. I guess that would be a definitive answer. We all grieve differently, okay? So Trump's the most powerful. I will contend Stephen Miller is the second most powerful person in that White House. Way more than J.D. Vance. Now, you might say Rubio because he's National Security Advisor and Secretary of State. But the guy who is the voice of MAGA that Trump uses all the time is Stephen Miller. This is part of what Stephen Miller said in the days after a horrifying event, an unacceptable event, a murder of someone who was exercising his freedom of speech, that is totally and completely unacceptable. Let's be clear about that. Here's what Stephen Miller said.
And let me tell you something I'd not share with anybody, but the last message that Charlie Kirk gave to me before he joined his creator in heaven was he said that we have to dismantle and take on the radical left organizations in this country that are fomenting violence. That was the last message that he sent me. before that assassin stole him from all of us. And we are going to do that under President Trump's leadership. I don't care how. It could be a RICO charge, a conspiracy charge, conspiracy against the United States, insurrection. But we are going to do what it takes to dismantle the organizations and the entities that are fomenting riots, that are doxing, that are trying to inspire terrorism, and that are committing acts of wanton violence. It has to stop. And my message is to all of the domestic terrorists in this country spreading this evil hate. You want us to live in fear? We will not live in fear, but you will live in exile. Because the power of law enforcement under President Trump's leadership will be used to find you, will be used to take away your money, take away your power, and if you've broken the law, to take away your freedom, Sean.
Okay, and I get the emotion again, right? This is someone he knew well. At the end, he says, all domestic terrorists. Good. But earlier, what is the message, Dave? The radical left.
The radical left groups fomenting violence.
Right. What has President Trump said multiple times? Radical left. Radical left. Completely has dismissed the concept of the radical right. And again, it's someone he knew. Major said it with this the other day. There are top people who believe that Donald Trump doesn't win in 24 without Charlie Kirk. For a 31-year-old to lose his life this soon is grotesque. Leaves a wife and two young kids. But to act like we don't have domestic terrorists on both sides is insulting. It is. And again, the president chose to not mention the attack of Melissa and Mark Hortman. He had a list of only Democrats, Belter did. We have other instances of individuals who are evil, mentally ill, who also have targeted individuals on the left. We clearly have individuals who have targeted people on the right, including the president. Not one, but two assassination attempts. But I'm going to read from our friend Tom Friedman in a letter in his column, which is, Dear Mr. President. And part of that, he said, surprise us. And called out a scenario where he called Barack and Michelle Obama, Bill and Hillary Clinton, George and Laura Bush, the Democratic and Republican leaders of the Senate and House, and all nine Supreme Court justices said, come to the White House and let the country see us standing against political violence and vowing that we will remodel civil discord and disagreement in our speeches and online, and we will call out the opposite when we see it among our supporters as well as our rivals. He has no interest in that, and he's incapable of it so far. And I will contend, I don't know how far back we can go where every other president would have done that but Donald Trump. But every opportunity, including the murder of a 31-year-old, who, by the way, a number of his comments I found abhorrent, including death penalty for Joe Biden, including calling the individual who broke in to Paul and Nancy Pelosi's house and beat him with a hammer, called him a patriot, saying a 10-year-old who has been raped should carry that baby to full term and have it. But I would never, ever, ever, for those comments, say, well, he should be banned forever. There's a line, Dave. There is that rare line we can reach with free speech where it's inciting violence, where we then step in. Just because you massively disagree, That's not a point to say he shouldn't be allowed to speak. His comments on race often I found either racist or borderline racist. But because I disagree with him, would I ever even think a thought of he should be harmed? Never, ever. This is horrifying what took place. But could the president just once put aside the opportunity to excite his base? And this idea of Hitler, you've heard me over and over again, I would never, ever compare Donald Trump to Hitler. Ever. Push back on that all the time. By the way, I can give you two people did compare him to Hitler. Let's see, one's name is RFK Jr., and one's name is J.D. Vance. I think it's awful to compare him. But this doesn't shock me, and it's not slowing down that it's only about the left. And I have zero interest politically with the far left or far right. But if we don't think we have white supremacists and the rise of awful comments on the right, they're out there everywhere. Donald Trump using the word fascist over and over and over again. So anybody who's celebrating Charlie Kirk's death, I condemn that. 31-year-old man, gone. Wife, now a widow, two kids. Barely a memory of their dad. Exchanging in ideas. But we're allowed to raise some comments that Kirk offered and say you disagree. But right now we're not. You get shouted down. You're a hater. That's the opposite of what Charlie Kirk was talking about. Exchange ideas. And I would hope this would bother even supporters of the president saying, oh, wait a second. This should be more than an opportunity to galvanize your base. But that's what it is. And instead of acknowledging that we have the fomenting of anger and fear and violence on the extremes, which is rising daily, Dave. But he doesn't want to do it, and he just seems completely incapable of it. And now Stephen Miller is threatening the power of the government to only look at one side. Think about that.
Yeah, I thought about it. It's the kind of talk that, you know, blaming one particular side for all political violence is the kind of talk that you have on social media after each one of these things. Look at that, someone else from the left. Look at that, someone else from the right. You get it on social media. You get it from punditry. You get it from wherever. You're not supposed to get it from the White House. You're not supposed to get it from the leader of the country. Every former president you mentioned, whether it be Obama, Bush, Clinton, go back. I can't imagine this type of talk coming out of their White House. No matter,
zero chance.
No matter who had been assassinated, whether it be on their side or the other side of the aisle. Zero chance. But we got it the night it happened.
Yeah.
And it's only getting hotter.
You want to react, you can. 651-461-9226. I want to talk Aquarius. And I want to talk about a furnace. And I just told you 10 minutes ago, it's going to be 89 tomorrow. So I don't think you're going to turn your furnace up. I don't think you're going to, unless you want a sauna, Dave. Maybe somebody just wants a sauna.
A sauna?
Yeah, no, get out of here with the sauna.
A sauna.
Go to Finland, okay, with the sauna. But in a couple months, the furnace is going to be a factor at your condo, your cabin, your home. Dave has seven of them, so he's got to keep this all in play. How about my friends with Aquarius, AquariusHomeServices.com? Right now, if you go to that site, $29 for a furnace tune-up. Get it done now. Take advantage of this unbelievable offer. So late October, November, when you turn that baby on, working great. Yes, of course, they have a Connecticut drinking water system. Of course, they have the water softener. Of course, they can help you with their utility room, more than just the air-conditioned furnace. And of course, they've been around since 1987, earning the right to be recommended. And yes, I've been a customer since 1993. AquariusHomeServices.com. A lot of people are mad about my opinion. Others agreeing. And some, the way they're talking, they don't. Just the perspective is rather interesting. Because Charlie Kirk was well more to the right than I am to the left, and it's not even close. By the way, this is the show where the first Democratic member of Congress said Joe Biden shouldn't run. For years, I said Joe Biden isn't capable of the presidency. I have no interest in the far left. I have voted Republican numerous times. I just think Donald Trump is wholly unqualified. And guess what? You get to disagree. That was the point of Kirk and his opinions. You can't say you're the problem, but then did you think Charlie Kirk was the problem when he gave his opinion in different ways? No, because you agreed with him.
He's on our side.
If you want to just disagree with me, get it 100%. But when you're saying you shouldn't say these things, well, so again, only those who precisely agree with your opinion should be allowed to speak up.
That's where we're at. I shouldn't be surprised.
My gosh. Marjorie Taylor Greene is calling again for the splitting of the country. And again, saying America is not the answer. God is the answer. Marjorie, if you want to be as religious as you want, go to it. I would never try to stop you. We're not a theocracy, though. We base our government on our Constitution and the laws of the land. And how would we split up our country? Because, I mean, so what we do in this state? We just would have the metro area and then the rest of the state. So we just would have an interaction of all over the place, like California, plenty liberal, but Orange County, Sacramento, plenty of areas Republican. How do we divide the country? What failure is that if that's one of the solutions? We should just divide the country. Just giving up.
Yeah, I think you just round up all the lefties, put them over there, righties over there. It's fine. It's good. Everyone will be happy.
We're just going to force people to go.
We'll build a wall. It'll be great. Paint it black. No one can climb it.
Somebody comparing Trump to Hitler. Not me. Not even close, in my opinion.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.